Okay, hello everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I was, yeah. I have very bad news. I have very, very troubling news. And just breaking news,
Oh.
special report news sort of thing. I have man flu.
He
I'm
does.
sorry. I'm going to fight it. I'm a fighter at the end of the day.
You're getting through it
I'm getting
somehow.
through it. Thank you. You've been sick as well.
I have been
You've had woman
sick.
flu. That's nothing.
Yeah, nobody cares about
No,
woman flu. It's
nobody cares
fine.
about that.
It's
I have a
minor.
cold.
Yeah.
True story. Do you remember years ago that I was legitimately very sick?
Yes.
Like I was very, very sick.
Yeah.
The worst I've ever been. And then we went to the doctor. Well, I went to the doctor, but you came with me for some reason.
I can't, yeah,
I can't
okay.
remember
Can't
why.
remember
I
the
feel like
speech,
you did
yeah.
anyway. I went into the doctor's office, told her I was very sick, told her I had man flu. She wanted to me go to the hospital, but I said no, I'm a fighter. And then she gave me a sick cert. And I came out of there because you were like, "Oh, it's probably just a flu," and I came out of there going, "It's not the flu. Look, it's this. What's it called?
Bronchitis? Was
No,
it
no,
not?
it's like I don't know, hypoglossal disease or something like this. I don't know." And I was like, "See, it's an actual disease I'm fighting." And you were like, "Yeah, no, that's just a medical term for a flu." I was like, "No, this is so serious."
Should remember what that is now if I knew it then. What
Yeah,
is a medical term
I
for
don't know
flu?
what it is. Anyway, I'm fi this is the Tarrington Training Podcast and I'm Kevin Ryan. I'm a fighter.
He's a sick boy.
I'm a sick boy.
Sorry.
Right. What do we do on the podcast again? Delirium might set in at any minute.
What you do is you talk to people and you tell them they're ruling their own island, their own land, and you ask them questions about that. You know,
Why
how
do
do
I
they
do
want to
that?
rule it?
Why am I doing that? What am I doing
I don't
here?
know. It's just gets you
Yeah.
through the day.
What started this?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, who cares?
Will you make me dinner later?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, yes, this episode was done back in my healthy days. Remember when I was healthy?
Side note
Yeah.
to all the listeners, apologies because obviously you sound quite
I'm
sick.
fighting,
I think
yeah.
I've coughed there, which isn't a pleasant listening
Don't worry.
experience.
Yeah, you're
So
fine. You're absolutely
yeah,
fine.
I nothing wrong with me.
Yeah. Do you remember me in my healthy days? Do you remember
Yes.
when I was young and virile?
2 days ago, yes.
Yeah. 3 days ago, I had a little bit of a tickle in my throat 2 days ago. It was very tough. I
That's
went to the
fair.
shop for that.
You
Yeah.
didn't.
I interviewed the next guest.
Yes.
So you'll get to hear me sound healthy
Healthy,
and
yeah.
young. Yes, sorry, there was a pause there. I interviewed someone you may know. She's been on Would I Lie to You and Celebrity MasterChef.
Very
Chef. Chef.
cool.
Chef. And oh, the one with Bear Grylls. The
Oh,
Island Survival
yeah.
Show.
Yes.
Yes. She's been in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Oh, class.
And her name is, I don't know why I'm doing this like a big reveal. Go on.
I suppose it's a big no,
It
because
is
they
a big
know the
reveal.
name when they click onto the podcast, so
Yeah,
it's not even
exactly.
a
It's not
reveal
even a
for
reveal.
them.
So it's
But it,
Shazia Mirza.
yay,
Yay. Yeah, you've seen
very
her on
cool.
panel shows and
Yeah.
stuff. Yes, I had a lovely chat with Shazia. I will show you some out of context quotes
Yes.
before I collapse off the bed.
You're either an empress or you're a tramp. There's no point in being in that position and not really
No.
living it up. These days, so many women say, oh, you're a goddess. I just don't hang around being pretty. It's no use being an empress if you're going to turn up in your Primark jogging bottoms, because that's the problem with democracy, is that everybody is allowed to have an opinion and some people should not be allowed. Because I feel like a lot of criminals are actually trying to help people. Depending on the severity of the crime, I would ask them to go and maybe foster a child. Everyone always dies.
There you go.
She makes a good point about democracy.
She does. And it's weird because a lot of those things is what I was rambling last night in bed.
Don't
So, you know,
make me laugh.
it's sorry, yeah.
I
You
sound crappy when I
you can laugh. I can't. I'm here struggling for survival. Any day, the man flu. I'm Googling how many people get taken by the man flu.
Yeah,
But
okay. I can't
please
even
listen to
argue
this.
you.
My last wish is for people to listen to this
Stop
episode.
being dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic. Man flu is real. And where can we follow me?
On Spotify,
Yeah.
on Instagram at Kev Ryan Person,
Well done.
on Twitter at Kev Ryan Person, I believe, maybe.
And no, no, that's Tyrant Training.
Tyrant Training.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Threads, Kev Ryan Threads. Person on Threads.
Yeah, that's another one. Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
Kev Ryan Person.
You won't let me follow you on Blue Sky.
Really?
No, I have never tried.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that you have to get like invited to or something.
Yeah, I'm not invited. That's not, listen, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, please listen.
And, please do.
And yeah, remember
His health
me.
Depends on it.
Remember me, as I once was.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Everyone.
If you were given the chance to rule, say, Britain or anywhere, would you be like, fine, I'll do it if the people came to you? Or would you be like, no, not interested?
If people wanted me to do it, I would do it.
Would you do it begrudgingly?
No, if people wanted me, I would happily do it. Like with Trump, the people want him. He is egged on by the people. It's not just him standing there saying, I want to be president. The people want him.
He would happily make money any way he can. It's just that they also are like, run the country.
They love him.
Crying. Yeah.
They adore him.
But do you think he hardly, well, he does adore them in a way of like, they, you know, narcissist adores people, right? Do you think if you were to run your own country then, what would your official title be?
Well, I would want, you know, my name to be, you know, I'm the ruler. I'd like to be called Empress Shazia.
Empress Shazia, yeah. Would you, so are people going to call, like when someone walks in and says hello to you, do they say, hello, Empress Shazia, or are they going to say like your highness or your ladyship?
Empress.
Empress.
I love it that they used to be emperors and empresses back in the day. And it sounds so grand and majestic. Mm. I want to be, I'd love to be an empress and have a big gold cloak and a big, big headdress like Elizabeth Taylor. And I really want to be like an empress.
So you want, you're going full on royalty, like you are really going to be pomp and ceremony with it.
Oh, I'd love to. There's no point in being in that position and not really living it up.
Yeah. You have enough hardship with ruling. You might as well go for, that's actually good as well, because some people come on and they're just like, no, just call me Jim. And just, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, go for it.
If you're going to go for that role, you've got to really live it.
Can I suggest something? I just want to make sure, as my role in this is just an advisor. Obviously, you can tell me, shut up, I'm going up the way. Your decision is final. But Queen is too low down. Empress is good fit. The only thing I can think of beyond that is Goddess. You don't want Goddess Shazia, no?
No, because then you're setting... Because an Empress feels like I'm in a role.
Okay.
Whereas if you're a Goddess, like these days, so many women say, oh, you're a Goddess. You're so amazing. You're a Goddess. And that could be anything. That could be like a mermaid. That could be like, oh, you're a supermodel. You're a Goddess. You're a goddess. It's like, what does that mean? Like, I'm as an empress, I'm a ruler.
Yeah. Show some respect. I have an actual job role, not just I'm a
I've
confident
got a
woman.
Job.
I'm
I just don't hang around being pretty.
Yeah. No, you have things to do. Okay, so Empress Shazia, perfect. You're going full on gold robe. Like, it's not heavy, is it?
I remember seeing pictures of Elizabeth Taylor, and I think she was in Cleopatra. And she looked an empress. She had beautiful, she had an amazing big headdress. She had lovely black eyeliner and real jewels coming down here. I'm like, well, I would love that.
So you're going to get that sort of attire on you, full on Elizabeth Taylor in.
Listen, it's no use being an empress if you're going to turn up in your Primark jogging bottoms. What's the point of that? That anybody can do that.
Yeah, they should know. They should see you from 100 yards away, 200 yards.
You're either an empress or you're a tramp. You're one or the other.
Right. That's a good point, by the way. If you heard someone calling, you know, the Empress Shazia a tramp, what happens to them? Are they in jail or?
Somebody calls me a tramp, they will get punished. They will get, there will be a law where it's called inciting hatred. Mm-hmm. But we have a law inciting racial hatred. This will be inciting hatred. You incite hatred towards the Empress, you will be fined and you will be punished.
Okay. Oh, how are we doing to punish? Okay, the fine, we'll take out a bit of money straight to jail, or are we...
You know, no, there's no point putting people in jail for things like that. They really have to learn their lesson. So what I will make them do is I'll get them to do useful stuff. Like I'd get them to go and work in a food bank, or I would get them to clean the streets, or I'd get them to go and help an old lady with her shopping one day a week, or I'd get them to, you know, depending on the severity of the crime, I would ask them to go and maybe foster a child and look after a child under supervision.
So if me and Celine, I'll just say that we're living there and we decide, look, we can't have kids. We've been trying for years. I can run up to you and say, hey, tramp, and then I get a free baby.
Well, everybody likes babies, don't they?
Right.
And they don't often get babies. Normally, the kids that are unwanted are actually a bit older. So they're in their teenage years and they're difficult.
Oh,
and
right.
People don't want them because they're not cute anymore. So I would make sure you go and look after one of those children.
So I get a 13-year-old who, let's be honest, has no future. They're not very bright and just not very charming. Just a bit of a miserable kid.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have to do the job.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That's probably the best answer for that. Yeah. Okay, we can go with that. Empress Shazia, what I do is we're not going to take over a country for you to rule. Just we won't go that direction. We'll set up a country for you, okay? We'll put land somewhere and that'll be great. Where do you think you would want to put your island? And I have a handy little map.
Where would I want to put my island?
Yeah, if you were going to, we'll say 10 million people would fit on this island, if that's okay with you, just as a population. But if there's anywhere in the world, you can put it anywhere.
Well, obviously, I don't want to go to a place that's already overpopulated. So no. A lot of the small islands like Ireland, England, they're already overpopulated because they for the density per square meter, there's a lot of people for that space. So I would go somewhere like Sweden, where they have a very small population but a very large land mass. Well, so they've got a population of maybe 7 million in the entire country, but God, the land is so vast. It's a very actually big country from one end to the other. So I would go somewhere for environmental reasons where you've got a large amount of land but a very small population.
Well, what we can do is we can like build the island. So we'll just form a new island. But if you wanted to put it somewhere near Sweden or Finland, we could put it in between them in that little piece of water.
There's a bit of a space between Sweden and Finland. We can go there because I also find that these Nordic countries, they're quite, you know, they're quite open-minded. They're quite relaxed. They're quite intelligent, educated. They all speak very good English. So I'd want to be amongst them.
The Nordic countries are always near the top of the list of like happiest nations as well. So
yeah, apart from Norway, which has the highest suicide rate. But that is because they hardly have any light. It's dark for most of the year.
I'm heading over there in like 3 days. I'm going to have a lovely time. I am doing fine. I am happy.
Are you doing some gigs there?
No, I'm going over visiting friends. I've been over there twice last year.
It's very expensive, Norway.
Ireland is quite expensive. So,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I had a friend who went skiing in Norway once and it was minus 26.
I said,
oh my God, you went skiing? And he said, yeah, I was boiling hot. I said, why? He said, because I was on the slopes in my ski stuff and I was skiing all the time. So I was quite hot, but it was minus 26. But it was,
I think, I know it's something like minus 8 over there now. I'm very excited because at least there'll be like snow. But besides, my mental health has improved immeasurably since I've gone over there.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's a great time over there. Yeah. Don't know why I had to have a dig at the Norwegians, but yeah. Okay, so you have your new island, right? Empress Shazia. You have to give it a name. Any ideas for a name? Do you want it named after yourself?
I would like to call it the Shazzle Dazzle.
Okay, that's very good. I was going to offer, if there was a struggle, a Merzica, but Shazzle Dazzle is much better.
Well, it sounds fun. I mean, I was going to say Mirza on the dance floor.
That sounds like a scandal more than...
dial M for Mirza.
Mirza, yeah. Shazzle Dazzle sounds... If you pick the three of them, then the Shazzle Dazzle is more of a country name.
It's a really lovely, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, okay, okay, Shazzle Dazzle, that's very good. Okay, we're going to have to get a bit of lore into this island, right? Just, you know, how you found it or everything. I presume you want your people to idolize you and think you're the greatest, right? How are we going to tell people you found this island, or how did you become the ruler?
What I'm going to say is, it's like, in a way, that's like saying, how did God arrive?
As in, we're going to keep it mysterious.
Like, we all know about prophets and things, but how did God arrive?
So when people say, how did Empress Shazia become the ruler? Empress Shazia has always been there. You're not a goddess, but you are. But you're not, but you are.
Believing in the unseen, that's what I'm about.
Right. Okay. You're kind of getting into messianic? Is that it?
Believing in the unseen, I'm the knower of all things. And nobody kind of questions, they just have blind faith in me.
Yeah, that one person who once called you a tramp but then had to look after Jim, the 13-year-old. That was a one person. And after that, it was just, yeah, godlike figure. Okay. Very good. Since you're going to be an empress, what type of house do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the city, or where do you want to live, or what type of house?
I want to live amongst the people. I want to be an empress of the people. I want to be like the people's empress, like Princess Diana was the people's princess. I am going to be the people's empress. So I will live amongst the people. I will go and shake the hands and kiss the sick and help the poor. I'm going to be right on the level of the people.
And these sick have consented to the kissing and the shaking hands, right?
People want that from me.
Yeah.
Like when Diana went around and shook the hands of AIDS patients, how people connected with her. Well, that's going to be me.
So you're going to live in a block of flats with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Do you think the big fancy gold dress is going to just kind of get in the way? Is it not?
No, I feel like I am the empress, but I'm also amongst the people.
Okay, so you are living. Okay, yeah, we can put you in a what are they called? A block of flats. Yeah, why not? Do you want a throne room? Do you want like a seat of power and people have to come in and talk to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want a throne like the one in Game of Thrones, like made of a lot of swords, or like how fancy?
No, I want one like Queen Elizabeth had.
Is that just a wooden, that's still there, isn't it?
Yeah. But I think it's a big throne. It's got velvet, it's purple velvet seat, really high up. And then I'll be sitting there with like a spear.
A spear?
It's all very grand, yeah.
Why are you holding a spear?
Because that's what queens and empresses do. They
really?
Always have, yeah, a silver spear.
Like as in a two-handed big spear you're just holding as you...
No. Just like a metal pole.
Oh, you're not holding it with two hands. You just have it beside you. All right. Is that not a bit threatening, though? If I walk in saying, hey, I'm sick, I'd love a handshake, and then you're holding a spear. Bit threatening.
Even though I'm with the people and on their level, they always have to know who's boss.
So a little bit of a threat every now and again is fine. Just they know their role, their position in life. Okay. In your country, Shazzle Dazzle, how would you like the government set up? So like, I'll give you two choices I usually give people. Is that, would you like to just have no elections and there's just an inner council, so you can select 10 people who run the everyday kind of boring part of government? Or would you like people to elect like a senate of 100 people, so they can elect people but you have ultimate say?
Everybody will have a say,
so they can elect, I'm just going to say, 100 senators. I don't know if that's okay. Yeah. But now what if they all turn out to be 100 Donald Trumps?
Well, the thing is, I will always let the people have their say, whether I think it's right or wrong.
Okay, so then if all of the senators who are awful are saying, we want to change the name of the country to Tramps or Us.
Yeah.
You're like, absolutely. Or are you just saying, no, you can't do that?
I would say, I don't like this, but if this is what you want, I'm going to let you have it.
Oh, right. So you're happy to let them make all the decisions, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we are deciding we do not want her to have the spear anymore or that throne. We don't like it. We don't like the clothes she should be wearing. Baggy jeans.
They won't do that, you see, because
they're punished.
They, people adore me and they love me.
Right, or else. So if they don't love you, will we remove them?
No. The thing is, because I'm so fair, people will always love me.
And they don't have a choice in the matter.
No.
Okay, grand. They don't have a choice in how they have emotions. Grand.
Because that's the problem with democracy, is that everybody is allowed to have an opinion and some people should not be allowed.
And they're the ones we're not letting into the country.
Yeah.
Grand. That's how I like democracy. Shazzle Dazzle, right? I'm curious. What unusual list would Shazzle Dazzle be top of?
I would be on the top of the list of one of the best people to reverse park into a small space.
So your country is top of the list for best people who can reverse park speedy and accurate. Why is that such a big thing? Why is that your first go-to?
Because a lot of people think women can't do it, but they can, and they can do it really well.
So is it kind of known like, oh, it's really good, but particularly the women on Shazzle Dazzle? Okay. Okay, fair enough. I don't even know how to Google to find out who is actually top of that list. I have a bit of bad news for you. At a certain point, one of your advisors is going to come to you and say, look, Empress Shazia, everyone loves you, as you know, and idolizes you, but there is a scandal about to come out involving you. I don't know how this question works, but you get to pick what scandal it is. So if there was a scandal to be released, what would it be?
The scandal would be that I was money laundering. I'd set up a nail shop to launder money, which was coming in from the dealings of cocaine.
So you, and what were you, okay. So what shop did you set up? An ale shop?
Nail.
What did I say? Ale. It's like ale, like an old timey tavern. Right. Nail shop. So you're just drug smuggling, essentially.
I'm helping people.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think what your advisor says, look, ale gate, wrongly called instead of nail gate. That's kind of been a big thing here in Shazzle Dazzle. Your approval rating has gone down from 99% to 94%. So that's a bit of a disaster for us. We think you, do you remember that movie and Frost versus Nixon, the series of interviews?
Oh, yeah.
We think Empress Shazia should do that, essentially. You should go on to the highest rated news program in the country and have a sit down with Anderson, the best interviewer, and explain yourself, you know, what happened. Would you be up for that?
I'd love it.
So as Anderson would probably come back from break going, thank you very much, welcome back to the show, thank you very much, Empress Shazia, for joining us for this talk on the economy and everything else. We do have to get to Nailgate and what's happened. I think people want to know, probably the most important question is why?
Why what?
Sorry, why did you funnel money into your nail shop, which is actually was a smokescreen for your cocaine business, apparently?
Well, I feel that, you know, a lot of people, they misunderstand scandal, because I feel like a lot of criminals are actually trying to help people. They're not trying to make their life a misery, ruin their life. They're actually trying to help them. And by laundering money through my nail salon, I have actually been trying to help people. I've made, you know, nail extensions very accessible to poorer girls.
Right.
And so, you know, I feel like I'm helping those young girls, giving them confidence, you know.
And have you been giving them cocaine as well?
And the thing with the cocaine is, you know, a lot of people, they need to escape their life. They have miserable lives.
And Shazzle Dazzle.
And a hit of cocaine is a bit of escapism for them.
So why are people so miserable on Shazzle Dazzle that they need a hit of cocaine every day?
Well, because people go through a lot of things these days, you know. A lot of young girls and boys, they have, you know, they have a lot of mental health problems because of social media and pressure and, you know, so I feel, you know, I'm helping them.
You're helping. So you plan to continue to give the young boys and girls of Shazzle Dazzle a hit of cocaine for a steep price. That's you're going to continue that.
I think you misunderstood me. My intentions are very pure.
Right. And you are holding the spear while you're saying this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You're very pure. Do you plan on introducing any other drugs or is it just cocaine?
Well, the thing is with cocaine is it's also, you know, like it's a, it's, it numbs you. So it's a painkiller. It helps you be confident in yourself. There's a lot of positive aspects to cocaine, which are overlooked in day-to-day life. And I really focus on, you know, the positive aspects, really.
So out of this interview, you just want to say cocaine is for the kids.
You know, now you can get weed for medicinal purposes.
Yes, yes.
Well, I my cocaine is, I don't see it as a drug. I see it for medicinal purposes.
So you're making it legal, I assume. Is that what we're going with?
That it's for medicinal purposes. There's for always medicinal. A science behind this, yeah.
Oh, okay. So your scandal started out with, oh, I'm money laundering, but you got around it by just making cocaine legal for medicinal purposes.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah, that was good interview. Yeah, all right. Anderson is going to go to another break, but then mentioned that there's going to be a documentary about you that's about to be made. I'm just wondering, we can throw in any fabulous fact about you into this documentary. Like, remember, it was like Kim Jong-il went around a round of golf and hit a hole in one in every hole. Stuff like that. I don't know. Putin wrestled a bear. Whatever. Do you want us to... What fact do you want us to say about you in this documentary?
Well, in this documentary, I want people to focus on the fact that I'm really here to change the world. I really want to help people. I really want to leave my mark on the world. And that this world is just a little bit of a test for how we treat people. But that hopefully we will all meet again in the afterlife.
So you're... documentary is going to say that you're helping people now to prepare them for the afterlife.
Correct. Yeah.
Grant, right? That's not, yeah, that's pretty good. You said about cocaine being legal now, for medicinal purposes, I'm putting in that. Correct. Is there anything unusual that you would ban in your country? Just unusual as in, I don't know, something that isn't usually illegal in countries.
That's usually illegal and you'd want me to ban it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, something that's usually legal in other countries that you would decide, no, it's banned in Shazalaza.
I would definitely ban parking attendants, because parking attendants, they ruin people's lives. They ruin people's days. They make people go bankrupt. And they are just really nasty people, all of them. So I would definitely ban them.
Sorry, I'm going to be a bit stupid here. Parking attendants, are they the ones who, like, if you park the side road, they come along and say, oh,
give
you don't
you
have
a
disc?
Ticket.
Yeah. Shazia, did you get a parking ticket recently for reversing into a car space?
I've had a lot in my time.
Right.
It's not good.
So you're banning parking attendants. Just anyone tries to come into the country who's a parking attendant, you're straight out evicted. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. What if someone, if your chief of police or whatever tells you someone was illegally giving out parking tickets? What would happen then? We've caught them.
I would make them eat the parking tickets that they're giving out.
Okay, it's just a piece of paper. It's not going to be that.
Yeah, but if they've been out there all day giving people a lot of tickets, that's a lot of paper.
That is a lot of paper. Okay, yeah, all right. Fair enough. Thank God they don't do it online through an email and eat a computer. By the way, I'm just wondering, do you have a favourite movie?
Oh, I have loads.
Or favourite film franchise?
Favourite movie, Frankie and Johnny with Al Pacino and Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Is it Michelle Pfeiffer? Yeah. Al Pacino. I love anything with Al Pacino. Oh, his most famous movie, Scarface. Bloody brilliant. Loved Scarface. Yeah. I also loved, you know, Shirley Valentine,
right.
Educating Rita. Willie Russell was the writer there. And fabulous roles and depictions of women.
Mm. Okay. I'm just curious. That might come up later. When it's your birthday, Empress Shazia, what if the people really want to put on a celebration for you, what should they organize in your honor? What would you like them to do on your birthday?
I think for my honor, lots of cake. I love cake. So lots of different types of cake. And that's it, really.
So they just have to eat cake all day. It's like Pancake Tuesday. It's cake, birthday.
Yeah, we can call it Mary Berry Day.
Mary Berry. Oh, that, yeah, so would that be the type of cake?
Yeah.
They just have to go for that. Is that your favorite one?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll just send you that now for this, for doing this. Your, who is the company that, so Scarface, which I have not seen in such a long time, so this could go very badly. Universal Pictures was distributed by. They would come to your, to you, Empress Shazia, and ask you, look, we want to do a sequel to Scarface. Okay. We want to do it on your island. We would like you to have a small cameo in it, whether you play yourself or just a character in it. Would you be up for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd love that. Yeah,
I've absolutely no idea where. I have not seen this since I was a little boy. Yeah. So, do you have any idea what type of role you'd like to play in Scarface 2: The Search for Scar?
I want to play a superhero
in Scarface 2.
Yeah.
Okay. And you? Okay. You. All right. What? What type of superhero?
I want to play a superhero where I come to assist Al Pacino.
Is Al Pacino dead in Scarface?
No.
Does he die in Scarface?
In the end.
Okay.
Everybody dies in the end. Any Al Pacino movie,
yeah,
everyone always dies. You know, either they get shot or they shoot themselves. That is inevitable. It's an Al Pacino movie. But with me as the superhero,
yeah,
what I do is before everybody dies, I actually make the world a better place.
Okay, so in the sequel, which happens after he's dead in the first movie, there's a scene I think we're planning where we're in the morgue with Al Pacino's body, but we're bringing him back to life somehow, and we're like, what would your superhero name be?
It would be called Shazzy Wazzy.
Shazzy Wazzy. Yeah, we might just do this scene and see how this scene works. I guess I'd be the, what do they call it, coroner in the morgue. Just saying, Shazzy Wazzy, thank you for coming in. We're bringing Al Pacino back to life. We can rebuild him. We can make him stronger. We need your help. Can you help? Actually, I don't even know the superpowers you have.
I'd be able to kill people by just looking at them.
Right.
So with these Al Pacino movies, everyone's always getting shot or stabbed and there's a lot of blood. But with me, I just have to look at them and they die.
So we're bringing Al Pacino back to life, but he doesn't have a gun. So we need you to go around killing people for him by just looking at them.
Al Pacino would love it. It's called Environmentally Friendly Murder.
EFM. Yeah, Environmentally Friendly Murder. Okay, Shazzy Wazzy. So do you have to do anything besides looking at them? Because you know the way like Professor X has to put two fingers up to his side of his head to say he's using power?
I just walk in.
Yeah.
Make direct eye contact.
And then how does the person collapse? The person just collapse or does he explode or?
And that's it. They die.
Fair enough. Okay, this I don't know how to do an Al Pacino accent, so I'm not going to attempt. Do you think your character would die at the end of that movie? Because you said everyone dies.
Yeah, everyone dies.
Including Shazzy Wazzy.
It's like life. Everyone dies.
Do you, including Shazzy Wazzy?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you going to bow out? How are you dying? Do you look at yourself in the mirror?
No, what happens is I transcend myself.
What does that mean?
My soul just leaves the body.
Oh, right. Were you in Norway at the time? What happened? Why did that happen to you?
That's what happens. Because my spirit leaves, it goes to a higher plane and it goes to a new life in the afterlife.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. You just fade out of existence.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Fade to black.
And it just fades to black. Yeah. Okay. We have we have your advisor says there's good news for you. Paul is the finance guy in your government. He comes into your office or wherever you are. He knocks on your door. Knock, knock. Hello?
Hi.
No, hi, Empress Shazia. You could be a bit more jolly there to see your old friend Paul. But Paul says, hi, I'm Paul. I'm going away on holiday in a couple of minutes. But just before I go away, I have good news for you. I'm after checking the accounts and we have like 500 billion surplus in the country. We are loaded. The people would like to build you a monument or something.
Right.
What would you like the people to build you? We have so much money, we can spend whatever we want.
I would like somebody to build a massive steam room and sauna.
How massive now? Like the size of the pyramids?
The size of Buckingham Palace.
Jesus. Okay. It's a sauna, steam room. How many people are you going to fit in there? Is that just for you?
It's just for me.
Just for you. Is that not very far to walk? No? if you have to refill the coals or whatever you do.
No, somebody will be doing that for me.
Oh, you'll have someone in there. Okay. And so which would you prefer to start? So which do you go into first? Isn't there like a, you have to go into the sauna first and then the steam room, or the other way around?
You can do any way you like.
Ah, fair enough. I thought, yeah. Okay. So we are going to put, like, this is going to be solid, I don't know what you build out of, solid brick house or room, the Shazia sauna palace. There, we'll get right on that. Okay. There is a little bit of a problem. One of your people come back to you to say, look, all of those senators, they were actually plotting to effectively get rid of you, to boot you out of the country. We've stopped them. We have them locked up right now. What do you want us to do with the people who just tried to kill you?
Well, the people that have just tried to kill me, I want you to feed them cake to death.
To death? Are we giving them good cake or bad cake?
This is just cake. Just feed it and feed it and feed it till they blow up and die.
Jesus. Okay, okay. And I hate to tell you, half of them were parking attendants as well. So they were hidden. Yeah. They've actually put tickets on your car. Are you driving, by the way, around the place, or do you have a driver?
No, I've got a driver.
You've got a driver? Yeah. Fair enough. Do you?
It's all environmentally friendly.
Oh, so it's, it's not Tesla, what you call it, the other types. Tesla I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
I do, Paul is going to knock on your door again, knockety knock, you know, and say, hi, Empress Shazia, it's Paul again.
Hi.
Hi there. Listen, just before I get on the plane, I just had a quick double check on that account with all the money in it. Turns out I forgot there was a minus sign in front of the 500 billion. So Shazzle Dazzle is actually in debt, heavily in debt. It's minus 500 billion. And building that big sauna steam palace is put us more in debt. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is saying, look, you need to figure out a way to come up with money fast. Anyway, I'm off. Paul is leaving. I'm going on holidays. Thanks very much. Bye. And he leaves. So how are you going to come up with money for the country?
How do I come up with money? Well, I'm going to have a little man who works in a factory who manufactures money. And that money is, we won't need to ask anybody for it. He will just manufacture the money, like a bit like Mugabe. He'll just be printing money.
I feel like, is that not something countries have done in the past to disastrous effects, where they just keep printing money and it makes it all useless? But you're going that route. You're steamrolling towards hyperinflation.
Because that way, you don't have to ask anybody for anything.
Right. And that's always worked before. Is that hyperinflation or something like that, where you just keep printing money and it makes all of it?
Yeah.
Your advisors are going to ask you, just a quick question as well. Because of that coup attempt, people are a bit worried. Do you have any ideas of a photo op that we could do for you to make it look like, you know, you're in charge of the country, you're just fine?
To make it look like I'm leading this country.
Yeah, just to, so people know that you're in charge.
Well, apart from the way that I dress,
one
of my other superpowers is that I can just fly around.
So we're going to stage that you have superpowers flying through the air.
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll just film you flying down the street, is it? Or do you want to do like Spider-Man with webs?
No, I'm Superman.
Full on flying. Fair enough, yeah. We can go there. Yeah. Do you want to carry the spear while you're flying?
Yeah, of course. The spear comes with me everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I do have a last question. At some point, I don't know whether you're fading out into transcending to another plane of existence or you're just retiring, but at some point you're going to have to think about who's going to be your heir, who's going to take over when you give up the role. Any ideas? And it has to be someone who is currently in existence. It can't be a hypothetical great-great-grandson.
I'd love it to be Joan Collins.
Joan Collins? Do you think she'd be up for ruling Shazzle Dazzle?
I think she'd be a right now.
She'd probably do it, right?
Yeah, she'd love it.
So if you were, I suppose you're not in a palace, you're living in apartment 167, a block of flats in the city of Shazzle Dazzle.
Yeah.
How are you going to announce it? What are you, like, if everyone comes to your door and you open it saying, look, I'm giving up the role, how are you announcing Joan Collins?
I will announce it on TV on my own channel, which I have.
Oh, do you have your own channel?
Yeah.
What's on? What's playing on your channel 24 hours a day? Or is it
on 24 hours a day? It's what I'm up to and what I'm doing, and what how the ways in which I'm helping the world.
By the way, do you know Joan Collins is 90?
Yes, I do.
Right. I mean, not to. I'm not. I hate to, but like she's getting on in years.
Amazing though. She's still out on the ground.
Oh yeah. So you're like, listen, she is. I mean.
Yeah.
America is not too far behind with the choices of leaders they're pushing nowadays. So she's fitter than any of them. Okay, yeah. Do you think she? Yeah, and would you ask her or would you just bring her over and say, "Look, got news for you."
Oh no. I'll say, Joan, this is what you're doing next. You're 90. This is my plan for your future.
Yeah, this is. You're as wise any, and we can get her flying through the street as well. We can put her on pulleys along beside you.
She would love it.
She'd love it. Yeah, you reckon you'd be good friends. Will you stay in the country after she takes over, or are you going
to
leave?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
You're going to stay in the same house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this just going to end up with you and Joan Collins living in a flat together?
Who knows?
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Fair enough. Such a weird but kind of nice ending to the whole rule of Shazza Dazzle. Okay, Shazia, thank you very much for Empress Shazia.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. Do you have, where can people find you online or what are you up to?
They can find me online on Instagram. I'm on the Shazia Mirza. I don't really do Twitter. I do Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, just on TV or all over the TV and all over the world.
Mm. Yeah, you're on Google. Just Google Shazia Mirza and you should
Google
find
me. There aren't many Shazia Mirzas in the world, you know.
No, it's not common, at least around the west of Ireland. Okay. I still don't have an outro for this podcast, but thanks everyone for listening. Oh, if you were to leave your island, do you have any wise words you'd give to people? Maybe I can throw that in.
Wise words?
Yeah.
I would say it's all been an illusion.
And that's when you disappear. Okay, yeah. This podcast has all been an illusion.
All been an illusion.
Fair enough.